turning into it, see, and churning the butter out of it. And then they would kind of put cold water into it, and the butter would all come together, and then they'd make the buttermilk. Of course, it'd be more flour than buttermilk. It was a little sour.
Uh-huh.
But you take buttermilk that's made from pure cream, it's sweet.
Mm-hmm.
You can drink it, it's just as nice, it's just like sweet milk.
And you call that?
And it had little lumps of buttermilk. It had little lumps of butter on it, like that. You don't see it no more.
No, don't see that.
And this milk won't make flour. I tried it. I wanted the flour, this milk would buy.
Uh-huh.
And I kept it and kept it and kept it, and it wouldn't flour, it wouldn't make flour at all. I just think it ain't cow milk.
Maybe they've already taken it out.
Something wrong.
Well, they heated it up so much that it won't make it.
Well, one thing is, they demolvinize it. Well, they bring it under a high temperature of coal, the flame, to keep it from separating, I think. And then, of course, pasteurize, well, that's pasture, you know, pasture cattle. Well, but I wish I could get hold of some of that buttermilk now. You know, anything for a glass of it, good and cool.
You can't get it, can you?
You can't buy it for all the money unless you're on a farm now. You're on a farm, they got it.
What kind of buildings would you have on a farm?
Well, the old time farm, of course, now, there's no more country no more. The automobiles changed that. But the old time farm was built out of logs.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever live on a farm?
No, but I had an uncle. He was a bachelor. He never did get married. And he had a farm out here 4 miles. And me and my sisters would walk out there in July and all and help him, vine, potato vine. You'd have to turn them, and he'd cut the grass out.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd go out there Friday evening. We'd walk out there Friday evening, stay with him all Saturday, Sunday evening, and then we'd walk back to town. About 4 miles out here, place we call Sweetwater Branch. And we'd turn them vines while he'd cut the grass. See? Potatoes. Now, I had seen him raise potatoes, bank them right out in the field. Bank the potatoes in the field, you know, make bank. And boy, he had them big old York and Yam potatoes. And you couldn't put them in the oven. You'd have to put them in the pan. When they'd bake, the syrup would all run out of them. They'd be just as sweet and nice and yellow. You don't get them fine potatoes now. And sugar cane, if frost falls on it, now that's a puzzling thing to me. It ruins it. Well, it was sweet when the frost fell on it when I was a boy. They used to haul it out the field and grind it and make syrup when I was a boy, after frost fell on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been around, right, they used to have one in town here, right down the street here, and they put on a late boiler of it, and my steward would stand around it with the skimming, with a chain peeling, and skim it, you know, and all, we had a big time and drink the cane juice. They tell you drink all the cane juice you want. And you know, the another thing about cane juice, you take it and put it close to Christmas. And they grind a little bit in the barrel, you cover it up, and they have ice on it and break it, and that was the best cane juice you ever drank in your life. It'd be cold, you know. And that new syrup, you could smell that new syrup and the cooking.
What's that?
The syrup, you know, when it's first making it, see? New syrup, we used to call it. They used to put it in jugs and bottles.
Out of the potato? Out of the cane?
No, they'd have a big boiler, put this cane juice in the boiler. And it took it a long time, and they had a skimmer, what they call a skimmer.